Welcome again to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here on your local radio station. Hope you've been listening all day and continue to listen to this local radio station. Reminding you about where the spirit of the West comes alive. It's the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. Not that far away now. Starting off with Derby races May 3rd and 4th. Mother's Day races May 11th. Concert May 15th. And then all of the Wild Horse races, the Permit Challenge, and the Bucking Horse Sale coming up on the 16th, 17th, and 18th. Actually, that'll get started on the 16th with a lot of activities. Where can you find out more information, you asked? Well, go to buckinghorsesale.com.
If you're looking for dependable news about agriculture, then you really need to turn to Tri-State Livestock News. They are your trusted, or they can be your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail in their publication is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News, that's TSLN.com. Go there to subscribe. It's what ranchers read.
I have something today. Every once in a while, it's kind of nice to go back and look at history and kind of see what's changed and maybe what hasn't. So I have some headlines out of a newspaper from the top five news stories in the 1970s, 1970 through 78. This was dropped off to us by Lavella Miles in Valentine. So 1970, the abortive flight of Apollo 13 was at the top of the list. The shootings at Kent State and Jackson State Universities were up there. And also in 1970, terrorism spreading across the United States. In 1971, some of the highlights included the successful Apollo 14 and 15 moon landings, and the Pentagon Papers came out. In 1972, President Nixon's visit to China was in the headlines. The attempted assassination of Alabama Governor George Wallace as he campaigned for the presidency. Also, there were terror at the Summer Olympics in 1972, and President Nixon got reelected. In 1973, the Watergate scandal, its investigation and effects, the resignation of Spiro T. Agnew as vice president, the Vietnam War ended, and the release of the prisoners of war was 1973. The U.S. economy was on the minds of everybody, and the Middle East war was heating up. In 1974, the Watergate scandal climaxing with President Nixon's resignation. And still, the U.S. economy, the energy crisis, the kidnapping of Patricia Hearst, President Ford's pardon of former President Nixon. 1975, then, it rolled in to two assassination attempts against President Ford, the capture of Patricia Hearst, the New York City fiscal crisis, which kind of still is going on there. In 1976, it was the bicentennial celebration in all the headlines. Also, the Legionnaire's disease was the disease of the decade. And in 1977, the natural gas shortage and cold weather in the U.S. was highlighted. The spirit of international terrorism was on the number two spot. And it was Elvis Presley's death in 1977 in the headlines. Wrapping up 1978, which is kind of monumental because that's the year I graduated high school. But anyway, the mass murder-suicide of members of the People's Temple in Jonestown, Guyana. The Middle East Camp David Accords. Prime Minister Menachem Begin and Egyptian President Anwar Sadat won the Nobel Peace Prize. And we know how that turned out. President Carter announced U.S. recognition of China and the death of Pope Paul VI and Pope John Paul I was 1978. Just a look back in history from that decade of the 1970s. Thanks, Labella.
Indeed. And it is Easter Monday. And so let's enjoy this poem by Rod Nichols. On an Easter Sunday morning, for the sun is yet to rise, the Roundup crew will gather round to await a newborn sky. It's a cowboy sunrise service neath the purple, gray, and gold, in remembrance of a story that's the greatest ever told. Someone may say a word or two in a simple cowboy prayer. Another hand may lead a hymn for the boys still kneeling there. Then the sun will climb toward heaven from below the eastern range, like the Lord's ascent in glory as it lights the darkened plain. When the service then has ended and the day has been reborn, each man will know the gift of life on an Easter Sunday morn. Again, that's by Rod Nichols here on Easter Monday. And
don't forget, coming up, this weekend, Old West Days and the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering, April 24th through the 27th, right here in Valentine, making tracks and making friends. Go to oldwestdays.net to check out all the information. You can come down Thursday night all the way through Sunday for special events and activities. And again, ticket information online at oldwestdays.net. We hope you have a great day today and keep listening to this local radio station for more of the good stuff.